Thank you, Mr. Ambassador. My delegation appreciates your efforts to organize our work today and tomorrow, and we are happy to be gathered here in Geneva again after such a long break. The United States continues its efforts to address humanitarian issues that can be posed by the use of landmines through our adherence to the provisions of amended Protocol 2 and our own policies, and through the humanitarian mine action assistance we provide and that is implemented in concert with our international partners. Protecting civilians in conflict remains extremely important to the United States. The United States takes seriously its obligations under international humanitarian law, including its obligations under the CCW. The design features of landmines in the operational U.S. inventory are more protective of civilians than the criteria specified in amended Protocol 2. The United States is the world's largest contributor to conventional weapons destruction programs, including support for the clearance of landmines. Since 1993, the United States has provided more than $4 billion in conventional weapons destruction assistance to more than 100 countries. The U.S. Department of State, the Department of Defense, and the U.S. Agency for International Development work together with foreign partners, private companies, and non-governmental organizations to implement humanitarian mine action programs to reduce small arms, light weapons, and conventional stockpiles, and to improve physical security and stockpile management practices at conventional weapon storage sites. Landmine and improvised device clearance remains a focus of our comprehensive program. In fiscal year 2020, projects in Afghanistan, Angola, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Cambodia, Chile, Colombia, Ecuador, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Iraq, Kosovo, Lebanon, Libya, Serbia, South Sudan, Sri Lanka, Syria, Tajikistan, Thailand, Ukraine, Vietnam, Zimbabwe, and the West Bank specifically addressed landmine and or IED contamination. For a comprehensive review of the U.S. Conventional Weapons Destruction Program, I refer you to the 20th edition of our annual report titled To Walk the Earth in Safety, which covers calendar year 2020. The report is available on the Department of State website. Thank you.